International Bible Study Commentary, verse-by-verse Bible lessons through the Bible, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. The Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 15 through 23, New Revised Standard Version. Hear now the word of the Lord from John 14, 15 through 23. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while the world will no longer see me, but you will see me because I live, you also will live. On that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them, and will reveal myself to them. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered him, Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. May the Lord bless this reading of his holy word. International Bible Study Commentary, The Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 15 through 23. John 14, 15. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. When we love someone, we want to do and say good and right things that will please them and make them happy. We will want to listen to them and do whatever we can that will promote what is best for them. As human beings, we do not do this perfectly, but we try. Likewise, if we love our Heavenly Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we will obey them and their commandments, out of a desire to express our love for them and bring them happiness. We will also want to do for others and with others what we believe God would want us to say and do to promote what is best for them. Love for Jesus and others motivates believers in Jesus to tell and teach the good news about Jesus and his work to those who believe and to those who do not. Notice, Jesus said, "Keep my commandments." The Lord, I am, gave Moses the Ten Commandments. Jesus declared that his commandments were comparable and equal to the Ten Commandments. Jesus told people to obey the commandments of God and his commandments. The Bible reveals all the truths about Jesus we need to know and all the necessary commands from Jesus for us to obey, including how we need to respect and obey rightful governing authorities. John 14, 16. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. Jesus did not restrict his promise to only the original disciples. Thousands rejoiced on the day of Pentecost when they received the Holy Spirit, and millions of believers have received the Holy Spirit since then. When we love Jesus, we do what Jesus says, and as a result, we can enjoy a relationship with another advocate that the Father will send us, even as the Father sent his Son into the world with the Holy Spirit abiding in him. Jesus Christ is the advocate for all who believe in him, and the Holy Spirit is another advocate that Jesus gives to all who follow him. In 1 John chapter 2, verses 1 through 2, John explained, My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Jesus will make his request in our behalf, and the Father will send us the advocate, the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will be with us forever. Among other things, the Holy Spirit will defend us, explain God's truths to us, comfort us, guide us, grant us peace of heart and mind, fill us with joy in believing, and empower us to know and do the will of God in every situation. The Holy Spirit will never teach or lead us to disobey any of the Ten Commandments or the commandments of Jesus. The Holy Spirit will never forsake us. He will remain with the followers of Jesus forever. Though believers in Jesus may sometimes sin, forsake, and grieve the Holy Spirit when they suppress His loving influence and the truths that He wants us to keep, they can return to Him and ask His forgiveness. He will forgive. As our advocate, the Holy Spirit will come to our defense, as He came to the defense of Peter and John and Paul when they were on trial before the enemies of Jesus. John 14:17. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. You know Him, because He abides with you, and He will be in you. Jesus declared that He is the way, the truth, and the life. As He spoke to His disciples, He was abiding with them, and the Holy Spirit was abiding with them too. They knew Jesus and the Holy Spirit, though not as fully as they would come to know them in days to come, after the Spirit of truth indwelt them. Jesus said that He was the truth. The Spirit of truth indwelt Jesus, and would also indwell all who believe in Jesus as their Lord and Savior. The Holy Spirit, Jesus, and the Father are three divine persons as one God, for each one is of the same divine spiritual nature, and each one is in and abides with the other. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, indwelt Jesus from eternity past and will do so for eternity future. Jesus told His disciples that soon, on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit would be with and within them, as the Holy Spirit is with and within Jesus. When those of this world do not want to love God and obey God, they will not see or know Jesus or the Advocate. They will not receive the Spirit of truth. John 14:18. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are one true God in three persons. Therefore, the Spirit of truth loves each person, relates to each person, and abides in each person. In His glorified human body, when Jesus ascended into heaven to sit at the right hand of His Father on the throne of God, Jesus did not abandon His disciples and other followers. He sent them the Spirit of truth to remain in them, to advocate for them, and to comfort them. When Jesus did so, He also came in His Spirit with the Holy Spirit to abide within them. Previously, Jesus had been beside them or near them as He walked and talked with them. After they received the Holy Spirit, the disciples never complained that Jesus was not with them, for they knew Jesus better and were closer to Jesus than ever before. He remained in them. Jesus did not leave them orphaned, as they must have felt when He died on the cross. For after his resurrection from the dead and ascension into heaven, the Father sent the Spirit of Jesus and the Spirit of truth to indwell them. And the Father came with them to dwell in them too. Likewise, God fully dwells within all who believe in and love Jesus. As believers in Jesus, no one can separate us from the love of God or from the living presence of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, for they indwell us. John 14:19. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. After those of this world crucified and buried Jesus, they never saw him again. After he rose from the dead, Jesus only appeared to his followers, and miraculously to as many as 500 of his followers at one time. In 1 Corinthians 15:6, Paul wrote, "Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have died." The disciples of Jesus saw Jesus exactly as he promised them. Because Jesus never died spiritually, only his physical body died on the cross, he rose from the dead, and all his followers will also live, even after their physical bodies die. As believers in Jesus, we only live because he lives and gives us life, everlasting life with him. For he is the way, the truth, and the life. As he promised, all believers in Jesus will live again on the earth when Jesus returns as visible and reigning King of Kings. John 14:20. On that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. The day refers to the day that they would receive the gift of the Father in full power and glory, that is, the gift of the Spirit of truth, or their advocate on the day of Pentecost. On Pentecost Sunday, they would receive additional evidence that Jesus could and would keep all his promises to believers. They would know by personal experience that Jesus is God, the Son of God, and he was within them. When the Spirit of truth indwelt them, they would also experience the person of Jesus within them, whose love and personality they knew very well. Jesus' disciples and all who have followed Jesus in faith spiritually are so united with him spiritually that he could say that they would be in him too. How this works, the Bible does not explain, but John does teach us something about what this means for believers in 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 2. "See what the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is." John 14:21. "They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them." True faith in the true God and trust in what the Father and the Son have done through Jesus coming into the world should lead every true believer to love God the Father and God the Son. True love for them should also inspire and motivate us to want to do everything they have taught and commanded us to do. Our true love for God involves a happy, mutual relationship, fellowship, and friendship between God and us, a family relationship as God's children. As believers in Jesus, we find deep satisfaction in our relationship with our Heavenly Father and with Jesus, and they find deep satisfaction in their relationship with us as we show them how much we love them by believing in them and living according to the truths that they have revealed to us in the Bible. Our mutual love leads the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit to teach us more about themselves and to draw us closer to themselves. As a result, with increasing joy and thankfulness, we love to live day by day according to all the truths they teach us. John 14:22. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, "Lord, how is it that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world?" In Matthew 10:2-4, we learn the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, also known as Peter, and his brother Andrew. James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. Philip and Bartholomew. Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector. James, son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus. Simon, the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed him. Most believe that Judas, not Iscariot, was Thaddeus, or Lebbeus in the King James Version. Judas, or Thaddeus, knew that wherever they went, everyone could see Jesus heal people. Everyone could hear him teach. He did not understand how Jesus could be with them, and they could see him, while at the same time, those of the world could not see Jesus. He did not yet understand what the scriptures taught about the crucifixion and death of Jesus, and about the resurrection of Jesus, and that Jesus would only appear to his disciples as evidence that he had risen from the dead. He did not yet know what it meant for Jesus to send the Spirit of truth to indwell him and all the disciples. He did not yet know how the Spirit of truth would reveal Jesus to them and within them and be with them during their own ministry in the world. Jesus had to use outward physical descriptive words to reveal inward spiritual truths that they would later begin to understand by experience as Jesus fulfilled his prophecies and promises to them. John 14:23. Jesus answered him, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them." Those of this world did not love the Father or Jesus, nor did they honor and seek to obey the Scriptures or Jesus. Instead, those of this world still try to distort the teachings of the Bible and mislead people away from God. Only those who love Jesus will cherish being with Jesus, listening to his teachings in the Bible, and treasure his commandments in their hearts with an intention to obey and follow Jesus wherever he leads. The Father will love those who love his Son. Therefore, both will make their home with those who love Jesus. When the Holy Spirit indwells believers, the Father and the Son are present within them too. When the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit make their home within us, with their children, we know the love of God by experience, for their love fills our hearts. We know peace with God by experience, for their peace fills our minds, and our conscience approves our way of life. We know the joy of God by experience, for his presence fills us with true happiness. In this saving relationship with God by grace through faith in Jesus Christ, we love to keep the Word of God, and we seek to show God how much we love living with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and seeking their approval through all we say and do. questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. What are some of the things you can do if you love Jesus? 2. Who is the advocate, and what will he do? 3. Why does the world not receive the advocate? 4. Why do some people neglect or refuse to keep Jesus' words? 5. What is the result of loving Jesus and keeping his word? 1. International Bible Lesson, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Obeying God is not optional. John 14:23. Jesus answered him, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them." Some people believe that because Jesus Christ died for their sins, that obeying God is now optional for Christians. They think the laws of God no longer apply to believers because they are forgiven for all their sins. Today, some people only follow the very general teachings of the Bible that seem consistent with the ideas of the most vocal in society. However, Jesus taught that his true followers would keep his commandments and heed his words, and they would obey him because they loved him. Jesus endorsed the Ten Commandments, and in his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus applied the commandments of God to the desires and inclinations of our hearts and minds, not just to our outward behavior. Jesus called people to turn from their sins so he could forgive them and cleanse them from sin. Jesus promised that those who loved and obeyed him would receive many blessings. He promised he would ask the Father to send the Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit, to abide with them or remain with his followers. The Holy Spirit would live in his followers. The Spirit of Truth would teach them and remind them of what he said. Jesus explained that the world could not receive the Spirit of Truth, because those of this world refuse to receive him and know him as God has revealed him. The Bible still reveals Jesus Christ to the world, and those who love him will obey him. They will be indwelt by the Spirit of Truth, and God will make his home with them. Copyright 2021 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. All rights reserved. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.